Thank you for coming and being part of this study. We are now studying the seven seals of the book of Revelation, and we're doing part two. As I mentioned before, I thank Yahweh for his blessings, amen, and his mercy and his grace. He has given us part one in three different ways, each one building on the other, each one deeper than the other. And now we will continue on part two. Now we can do part two. Okay, let's see what we got here. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank thee that you might be able to bless us and keep us, open up our hearts abundantly, give us wisdom and guidance from on high to share with you. Let it be not my words, but your words. Not may I be my thoughts, but your thoughts. Let them hear the words from heaven. Open their hearts and their understanding that they might be able to understand, that they might be able to perceive, and that you might be able to reach deep into their soul. Thank you for this, Yeshua. Bless us and keep us. And may his wonderful grace pour upon them and give them peace. Amen. Okay. I just realized that we're listening to part of part 1A. I did cover a lot of ground. Matter of fact, I assumed a lot of things that people have been listening to this series for the last 2 years now, year and a half, and that now they have, at least this year, if they haven't began in their last year, but at least in this year, that they have been listening, and that they have the background to understand all the things that I was throwing out there, that I was saying, that I was getting, that the Spirit was just revealing to me at that moment, which I've never had it revealed to me in this format and layout before. The pieces were there, but the... So then I started thinking about, okay, what about all these people that did, and all these people that did, do they have the scripture support? Do they have the background? Do they have the understanding? And the conclusion was no, they don't have the understanding. They don't have the background. They don't. So in this part two, I'm going to just briefly cover some of that and give you the background so that you are not lost as we continue this study. Okay, we started off realizing that there is a book that is sealed with seven seals. We realize that we're going to be studying the seven seals, which deals with this book that was sealed. We've concluded and realized last study was that Revelation is revealing the book of Daniel. So the book that is sealed with seven seals is the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel has many different prophecies, chapter 7, chapter 8, chapter 9, you know, chapter 12. I mean, so all over the place. Okay? And so these books are sealed. There's been many interpretations from people on this, but in reality, we do not half understand Daniel in Revelation. All these European interpretations do not even touch phase it. They each one has little pieces here and there, and so forth. But they do not have it consistent because they can't, because it is not their book. How you gonna interpret somebody else's book? You ain't even got the background. You ain't even the people. He hasn't, so that's all a joke. Okay, so now what we have here, of what we want to listen to, and what we want to understand at this point is what is really going on. Okay, and so we've realized that there's no one able to be worthy to open the book. Okay, and we saw John weeping much. And then we found that there is a lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13, verse 8. This lamb, which John said, is the lamb of Elohim, which taketh away the sin of the world. Okay? He now opens, he now takes the book from him that sitteth on the throne. And it says that he has seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of Elohim sent forth into all the earth. So now we see from a European viewpoint that they said that there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And we just read here that there's seven spirits of Elohim. Okay, that was read in Revelation 5, verse 6. So somebody is, you know, don't have the truth. So, and the only way that you can understand these seven spirits of Elohim is by going back and understanding the African, the Bible from an African standpoint. They talk about the seven spirits in Africa, the African religion, and so forth. So you have to have an African, Black African, Hebrew, Israelite book. You have to understand and understand that the ancients and understand what the ancients were writing and why they were writing it. And we cover all that. Like I said, you can go back and listen to those studies. Okay, so the next thing we did read and we did talk about that he is sealing a book. And we found out in Daniel chapter 9 that he says seal up the book and the prophecy and to anoint the Most Holy. That's Revelation 9:24. Then I mentioned to you that he's sealing the vision and the prophecy from who? From those that would interpret the word, which we found out is the European, you know, this Christian movement, European pagan Christian movement, which has the mother of harlots, the abomination of their Catholic Church, and all of her daughters, which are the Protestants, which is this whole movement that has been conquering the world and converting everybody over to what, you know, European pagan Christianity, as I call it. So here, what we have next is we have the Revelation chapter 14, chapter 9. It says 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. So he says it didn't say 70 weeks is determined upon the whole world. It didn't say 70 weeks is upon the Gentiles. It says that there is the time of the Gentiles, and the time of the Gentiles will come to an end. And that's the European. The European kingdom will come to an end. That's what the Bible says. The Europeans will come to an end. Yeah, but they have a time that they will rule. It's called the time of the Gentiles, and they are ruling. And they're destroying the entire planet and everybody in it and on it. But that's what they're supposed to do. And if you read closely in Daniel chapter 7, it says that this last beast, which represents Europe, that this beast is going to tear up, you know, whatever the remnant or whatever is left on the planet. They're just going to do the rest of it in, which is actually happening. Whatever we haven't destroyed, they're destroying. What we haven't done when we reigned, they're going to do. Okay? Then it says here, it says, so who are these people that the 70 weeks is determined upon? To finish the transgression in their lives, to make an end of sin in their life, that to make reconciliation for iniquity, that they'll be brought back to Yahweh, and they're going to bring an everlasting righteousness in their lives and into the planet. Who are these? Okay? Then he tells us, who are these people that they have reached the atonement, or they become one with Elohim? And that's not difficult. He tells us, Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 through 5, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their forehead. Now, who are these 144,000? Is it by any way this, that thy people? Is it any way the Hebrew, Black Hebrew, Israelite? Well, let's keep reading and let's see who these 144 are. And to understand who these 144 are, let's go to Revelation, this next chapter, Revelation 7. We're going to be in 6 when we read about the seven seals. But in chapter 7, it talks about who these 144,000 are. Okay. And after these things, starting in verse 1, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, and that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living element. So now we have someone who's coming with the seal, having the seal of Elohim. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Now remember, they are given to hurt the earth and the sea because we read that there'll be a time of trouble where Michael stands up. There'll be a time of trouble that never was since the beginning of time. This is what it's talking about. So right before Michael stands up, as the high priest stops interceding for us in the heavenly sanctuary, then that's in chapter 15, then in chapter 16, the seven last plagues of the wrath of Yahweh can be poured out. So it says right before the wrath of Yahweh poured out, ho, till we have served what? Okay. It's four angels coming from the four winds of earth saying, ho, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Elohim in their forehead. Till he asked the what? Now he's going to seal what? He's unsealing the seven seals, and now he's sealing what? His people. And I heard the number of them that were sealed, and there was sealed 144,000. So now it tells us who was sealed. Okay? Now, if you go to the Catholics, they say you join the Universal Church, you're with them. And they say if you join the Protestant movement, that you're with them. If you say you join the Seventh-day Adventist movement, you're with them. And a lot of these people are saying that they are now the spiritual Israel. And they're the ones that are going to be sealed with Yahweh. Then you have the European Jews who say that they are his people, which they wasn't, because they didn't come until 700 AD into existence, which we're talking about the ancients in the Old Testament, so it's not them. Who are these people? It says, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. There you go. So you have to understand, who are these people that the Bible talks about? Well, like I said, we give studies all on that. You got to go back and hear them. And they're nothing but the African Hebrew Israelites. Who are they? Where are they today? Yeah, that's a whole other thing. Okay. But we know they're not European. They're not the European churches. They're not the pagan European churches. They're not the Christian movement, Christendom, and all of this stuff, which is Christendom, which is Christos. Okay. Which is following Jesus, which is Jesus. Okay. It's not that movement. That is the counterfeit. Okay. And the Bible said in the last days, many shall come, being a counterfeit, false prophets, and so forth. So we see here very clearly the Bible telling us who are these 70 weeks determined upon. And now, who are thy people? He tells you that, clear as day. Okay, back to Revelation chapter 14, because we need to find out who's going to be finished the transgression, who's going to make an end of sin, who's going to bring reconciliation for iniquity, and who's going to bring an everlasting. Who are these people? Okay? And so we go back to Revelation chapter 14, and I looked, and lo, in verse 1, a lamb that stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having their father's name written in their forehead. Oh! So these are the people that have their father that are reflecting Yahweh to the world, having their father's name written in their forehead. So they no longer have their mind. They have the mind of Yeshua, the mind of the Messiah, such that when he said on planet Earth, when I do not do the works, when you have seen me, Philip, you have seen the Father. So this is what the Father will be revealed to the world. Yeshua will be revealed to the world. Holy Spirit will be revealed to the world, just as it was revealed at the time of Yeshua's first coming. And it says they have their name written in their foreheads. And so they do not follow their own thoughts. They do not have their own mind. They have gone through the atonement and become ones with Elohim. Now, just think of it. What is there more than to be a representative for Yeshua? What more is there to life than being able to reveal Yeshua to the world, which Adam and Eve failed? What more is there? There is no higher, ever, any higher calling than that. Okay, we have gone 15 minutes, so we need to take a break. Think about it. What higher calling is there than to reveal Yeshua to the world? What higher calling is there than to have his name written in your forehead, written in your mind? There is none. So think about it when we return.
Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Phenomenal.
Okay, here we go. Let's rock and roll. This is wonderful. This is just spectacular. Okay, so we've been reading and understanding clearly about chapter 5, about the ceiling, and we found two ceilings going on. Matter of fact, we found the book of Revelation, chapter 14, about their father's name. And I looked, lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their forehead. So we see that these are the ones that got the victory over the beast and over his enemy. For they are now reflecting the Father, as Yeshua reflected the Father. He says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. And so these are the ones abiding in him. And now he's also said that he that have seen me have seen the Father. Philip, have I been with you so long and you don't know you haven't seen the Father? He that have seen me have seen the Father. So this is what Yeshua was saying. So now there is a group of people, 144,000. And as I searched the word, I could not find a group of people that of any large magnitude that was following Yahweh altogether. And I think the closest that I found was when Joshua died and the high priest, and they said that that generation, you know, served Yahweh, but the next generation turned from him. And it says, and so that's the only indication that I ever get of that happening in the scriptures. Now when we come to this 144,000, it makes it crystal clear that they reflect not themselves but Yahweh completely. Now, how do we know that these are the people that have finished the transgression? How do we know that they are the 70 week people that have determined upon that people and upon that city? And I believe this is the last days to finish the transgression. It's 144 to finish the crime, make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring humans back to serving Yahweh, and to bring an everlasting righteousness. And all of this is sealed up and hidden from the European pagan Christian world so that they would not understand this to this fullest degree. And so now that we have been given this in our last days, he makes mention here in so how do we know who this is? So let's find this group that has to be faultless before the throne of God. They have to be without guile. That's what we're talking about. That's what Daniel 70 weeks is about. Who are these people? We know it's his people. We read about 144,000 of all the tribes of Israel. So now we do have these two people together. We do understand that they are now have their father's name written in their forehead. And how far does this go? How much does it cleanse them? How much does it bring them to perfection? Revelation chapter 14, verse 2. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and before the elders. And no man could learn the song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from it. So it seems like this is an experience that they're singing about. And no one could learn the song because they did not go through this experience of Daniel 9, verse 24. For 70 weeks, they are going through finishing the transgression and making an end to sin in their life, making reconciliation for iniquity, bringing us back to humans, back to Yahweh's, reflecting Yahweh. We become one with Yahweh. What is there more that anyone could ask? And they will bring in everlasting righteousness. This is the song that they're singing about. This is the song of experience. Taste and see if Yahweh is good. That's what the Bible says. Taste and see if he's good. How good is he? He is good. The question is, how good is your experience with him? And only you can sing that song. Now, verse 4. These are they, excuse me, which were not defiled with woman, but they are virgins. Okay, some people are taking this in a literal sense that this is talking about that we are not defiled by a female. No, I believe it isn't referring to that. It refers to woman. It's talking about the Catholic Church, this European pagan Christian movement, which we already read about in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, where it says, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, in Jesus' name, saying, I am Christ, saying that Jesus is the Christ, and shall deceive many." That is the Christian movement. There is no one on the entire planet that says Jesus is the Christ. There is no other movement that goes forth declaring this and making this a rule and killing you if you don't believe this. That's what the Inquisition was about. If you do not accept them as their universal, the voice of heaven from God. Okay, that's what they teach. Even many denominations teach that, that they are the voice of Yahweh. Many people, especially the different groups and denominations, that's what they believe. And they believe that they are the spiritual light. They are the spiritual Israel. No spiritual Israel. It's not a good spiritual. But these are the mothers, the Protestant movement, the daughters, and the mother of harlots, the mother Catholic Church, and her daughters, which are all her Protestant movement. Okay? Because they came from her. Okay, so let's keep going. Here we found that they're not going to be defiled with that teaching. So they are not going to teach that Yeshua, or not Yeshua, that Jesus is the Christ, is Christos. Okay? They are going to teach with the real names. They're going to talk about Yeshua. They're going to talk about Yahweh. They're not going to talk about Jehovah. There was no Jehovah because there's no J in the Hebrew alphabet. Okay? So all of these fakes, it says that many shall say that they're, you know, that they are the people of Yahweh. And we have that. And that's what they call themselves spiritually. So that's what we're going to not be defiled by, the European pagan church Christian movement. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men. We're redeemed from what? Humans. And we make it the 70 during these 70 weeks. That's the testing time that we'll have. We'll have 70 days to be tested. 70 weeks to be tested of days. So if you multiply 70 times 7, you get 490 days. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruit. Aha! Being a what? The first fruits unto Elohim and to the Lamb. So this will be the first fruits, 144,000, showing of how he redeemed us during these 70 weeks to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to bring in reconciliation, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, which and have been sealed from the vision and the prophecy from European pagans forever interpreting it totally correct. They got pieces of it, but they don't have it, as we're trying to explain it to you now. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto Elohim and to the Lamb. And in their mouth is found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of El. So here is very clear. Daniel's 9 is being revealed. The 70 week people that are going to be delivered. Here they are. They are found with no guile. They are faultless before the throne of Yahweh. They have written, and they are not defiled by the churches. They have written in their foreheads Yahweh's will. They said, taste and see if Yahweh is good. They have found their purpose and have lived it out. So there it is. Now, when we talked about, we referred to a bunch of different things. When we referred to the time of trouble in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as was not since there was a nation, even to that time. Okay? And this is the times that the 490 days, the 70 weeks that Yahweh's 144 has to go through. And then he says, and at that time, that people shall be delivered. Everyone that's found written in the book. So he will deliver the 144. But what is this time frame that we're talking about? The time of trouble that never was. Well, we turn to Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 22. See, I wanted to give you these scriptures that I've referenced these things, but I didn't tell you where they were. And I thought a lot of people are not going to be able to easily follow it when they go back and re-listen. But you still need to go back and re-listen to those tapes so you can get the gist of all of this. Okay? In Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 22, that's where we're going to read and try to get a better understanding of that time and who will understand what's going on. Because it's sealed, so certain people cannot understand it. But let's turn back. We've run out of time again. So what we're going to do is go to our sponsors and let them speak to us for a few minutes.
Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Phenomenal.
Okay, we're back. We're continuing here with our study. Now, when we read already that it's going to be shut up and knowledge will be increased, and we read that when Michael stand up for the children of thy people, there shall be a time of trouble. This is Daniel 12:1. Such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. Okay, and at that people shall be delivered. What is he talking about? What time frame is he referring to? Okay, obviously it's during his 21 events. Okay, but let's look at this for a second here. Let's get, I told you different parts of the Bible explain things in more detail. Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 22. Gives us some more clarity on this. I know I'm jumping all over, but the Bible says here a little, there a little, line upon line, and I'm using Matthew, using the Gospels, using Revelation, using Daniel, using, you know, all these different scriptures, and that's good. You should be glad that you're learning more of the scriptures of how they tie together. But let's read. Matthew 24, verse 15 through 22. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation. Did you get that? The abomination of what? Of desolation? What abomination is going to bring desolation? Well, apostasy from Yahweh will bring desolation. That's what it did for ancient Israel. Every time we stopped following Yahweh, then he would bring in desolation. Okay? And so, what abomination is bringing desolations in the church today? Okay, these European pagan Christianity, Sabbath school lessons, Sunday school lessons, all of the stuff that they teach, the stuff that on the history channels, all of this garbage. Okay, they're saying they're telling the story, but they're lying. They're teaching white supremacy. They're teaching propaganda. That's what they're teaching. Okay, they're teaching the same thing the KKK teaches. They're teaching the same thing as the Jim Crow laws, all of this stuff. That's what they are teaching, okay, from a white supremacist viewpoint. They're teaching Nazism, okay? So this is what we're talking about, and that's why you'll see under the first seal that these guys running around on white horses, white shirts, white sheets over their heads. You'll see people walking around dressed in white, cross, using, walking around with the crucifix, okay? You're going to see all this in the first seal. This is the same people that is revealing, okay? It's interesting that that's what's going to be happening. Okay, so it makes mention that when you see the abomination of desolation, this is the abomination that we're talking about. The European pagan Christianity, bringing paganism into Yahweh's word, and then having people follow and practice sun worship through Sunday. Having people practice, Ash Wednesday. Having people call people father when the Bible clearly says, call no man father. And people are called reverend, and he says, reverence no one. Okay. All of these things have been building and building, and they're abominations unto Yahweh, and they're bringing desolation on his people. The prosperity gospel, all of this stuff, that's what it does, because they're getting away from you being one with the Messiah, having the atonement. Allowing Yahweh's mind to be your mind, such that you can now be sealed. It's getting away from all of that. It has nothing to do with that. Matter of fact, it has you to be set up to believe not the truth. Love not the truth. That's what it's teaching you. So, this is the abomination that brings desolation. That's what it says. When ye therefore shall see the abomination, the apostasy in the church, see the abomination that brings desolation, or of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Now, you had to go back to Daniel, and that's why we've been reading back in Daniel, because Daniel is going to explain all this, and that's where Daniel, you know, those chapters, 7 all the way through 12, goes over prophecy and so forth, that people don't understand. We don't half understand Daniel and Revelation. Spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Stand where? In the church. He says, when you see the abomination that brings desolation in the holy place, in the church, what are you supposed to do? Whosoever readeth, let him understand. But remember, this has been sealed so people don't understand. They are what we call the King James Version, the authorized. What? The authorized version of the Bible. Authorized by who? Authorized by the European pagan church. Authorized by the people who bring desolation. Authorized by the abominations. Because that's what Martin Luther said in the 1500s. He said that Rome sits on the throne of hell. This is not my stuff. Okay, this is what Europeans are saying about Europeans. When the Roman Empire was existing, okay, when the Greeks were existing, they called the Romans barbarians. Then these are Europeans talking about Europeans. Okay, that had nothing to do with racism. That just has to do with facts and figures. So, let's keep going. And it says, then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountain. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be neither in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation. So this is what we're talking about. We just read in Daniel that when Michael stands up, there'll be a time of trouble such as was not. And that's what we're talking about, the wrath of Yahweh being poured on the planet. And it says here, pray that it's not in the cold time. Pray that it's not on the Sabbath day. So that means they'll still be keeping the Sabbath, or Yahweh will be still recognizing the Sabbath. Even though today we don't recognize the Sabbath, we only represent Sunday, which represents sun worship, which we got from paganism from the Catholic Church. And the Protestant movement has continued it. And the Seventh-day Adventist Church has continued that they say that they are spiritual Israel, and they are not. So all of these, no matter what your denomination and group you call yourself, all of you in apostasy, and this is the abomination that brings desolation. And he says, whosoever readeth, let him understand. And if you don't understand this, it's okay. Because he didn't say you would understand it. It's a seal so that you couldn't see it. So that they can't see it, and only who he needs to see in these days will they see it. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. This is Matthew 24, verse 21. No, nor ever shall be. So this is exactly what we read in Daniel, that it said this would time would happen, and this is the same event, okay? That the world has never seen and ever shall be seen. And except those days should be shortened. Then this is the added part that wasn't in Daniel. And except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh. That's the 144,000. No flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, but for the 144,000 sake, those days shall be shortened. The 70 weeks. This is what we're talking about. Come on now. Listen to what is going on here. So this parallels back to what we were referring to. Now, last time I gave this study, I assumed you understood all that, and I threw this out here to tell you that. But I never broke it down in any detail. Because you have to go back and listen to my other studies. Okay? And so, we're going to take our last break here, just so that we can be finished. And then when we come back, we're going to get into it a little more. May Yahweh bless you and help you. And think about it during the break.
Hello, Kingdom Dwellers. Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom Principles for Kingdom Living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
May not play like a maestro. Sing like a diva. Don't know the book like a scholar. Sometimes in my step there's a falter, but in my heart I am praying before His glory.
All right, now we are back. All right, praise Yahweh, praise Him, hallelujah. Hey, man, this thing is just like turning out like beautiful. I've never had this study deep like this before. But hey, that's why we're growing in grace and in knowledge of Yeshua the Messiah. And during this time frame, the study should be getting deeper and deeper. Simply due to the fact that I will be graduating with my doctorate in electrical engineering. Also, I already have a doctorate in divinity, so I've been trying to get three aspects of the mind, body, and soul, of being able to understand all of them at the highest depth. And Yahweh is bringing me around to that. In 1984, I was given my doctorate in engineering for my book, People of Color in the Bible. Beginning my electrical engineering, doctor of divinity in sustainability and system engineering, so that I can understand nature and the science and all these things around us and how it, and I'm trying to tie that into the spiritual world of how that ties in to the spirituality of our existence, and also eventually to get into my health, a doctor in natural pathology naturopath, so that I can have the full range to tie it all together for us, so that we might be able to walk and talk and be able to be a blessing to each other, which will be unique. I don't know how many people have done this before, but that's where I am. Okay, so if this gets too deep and too detailed, you understand why. Because we're doing research. That's why we call it the People of Color Training and Research Institute, okay, or center. We are here to study all aspects and to blend them together. Not religious. This is all spirituality, not religion. Okay, so we were looking and we were seeing clear as day that it says, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, whosoever read it, let him understand. That's Matthew 24, verse 15. And then it goes on, and there shall be a time of trouble, which was ever since there was a nation. And except those days should be short, no flesh shall be saved. That's include 120, but for the elect, 144,000 sick, I, Yahweh, shall shorten those days. So, do we see the abomination of desolation? Do we see the abominations in that brings desolation in the churches existing? If we do, and if you read it and you understand that, then you need to move out. That's why we were studied about Revelation chapter 18. Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, of her abomination. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and I shall reward thee double, even as she hath rewarded thee. So, that's what we're seeing going on. Now, see, that's what I'm saying. All these scriptures are like coming together. Like, wow, this is wonderful. Now, who shall be able to stand? He says, unless those days should be shortened, who's, you know, it's like for my lexic. Who is able to stand? Well, I mean, what are we talking about? This is some hard times. Okay, let's read a little more. Okay. When we read in Revelation chapter 6, verses 15 through 17, this is talking about the sixth seal, the sixth seal, which I believe will come. Some believe the sixth seal and the first seal's already passed and so forth, and they happened in Europe, and that has to do with 1776 and, you know, all of this other European garbage nonsense that they make to make an application to them being Yahweh's people and everything happened in Europe. But as you know, nothing happens in Europe in the Bible, okay? So that's a bunch of hogwash, okay? Only Paul goes and maybe preaches to them, but that's about it. Okay, but let's keep going. And it says in Revelation chapter 6, verse 15, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman, that say, hey, there you're going to be. There's going to be slaves again. See, there we go, bondmen. And every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks and the mountains. Why are they hiding? Because they've accepted the mark of the beast, it says. Okay? And they've been killing off Yahweh's people. And said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. From the what? The wrath. Oh, that's the seventh plagues. That's the wrath of Yahweh. There you go. That's what they're trying to hide from. For the great day of his wrath is come. There you go. And who shall be able to stand? There it is again. Who shall stand? Who's worthy to open the book? It says, except those days shall be shortened, no flesh shall be saved but for the elect. Who are these elect saved? Who can stand in this time? Only those of the tribes of Israel, the 144,000. This is heaven. Okay, so now that we understand that the sealing and that Yahweh is revealing to us what's going on, let's see in the first seal. Maybe he has something to share with us and show us. And I guarantee you, when you finish the first seal, this is as far as we're going to get today, is as far as the first seal, because everything we've been saying, the abomination of desolation, all of this stuff is going to come to a head. Notice in the book of Revelation, okay, we'll start at Revelation chapter 6. Okay, let's turn here. Make sure everybody is with us. Revelation chapter 6, and we're going to start off at verse number 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse. A what? A white horse. Is this the European pagan Christian church that he sees here? Is this what he sees, the universal church, Christendom movement of the mother of harlots and the harlots, the daughters of the harlots, moving forward? Dressed in white, revealing that white is right, revealing the KKK dressed in white with the white clothing. Okay, this is what the world has said. And the dollar bill, in God we trust. What God could you trust in? Okay, this is the system that we're talking about, that I believe the Bible is referring to. Now, they will tell you, no, this has nothing to do with us. No, this only has to do with, you know. So they're going to make up different reasons, because we got to remember the seal from them. All right, this is sealed from them. They can't understand it. So because they can't understand it, then you will be able to see clear as day that what's going to happen. Let's see. Let's see if Yahweh is revealing this, hiding it from them, helping us to understand and see what's going on. Okay, and it says verse 2, "And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." Now, who goes forth conquering the world? European pagans, no matter how they do it. If it was the Roman Empire, if it is the British Empire, they went through and they enslaved the Indians in East India, the Native Americans here, enslaved the blacks, but still today have the Native Americans in concentration camps. They declared war on them. They declared war on us and have us, you know, in this situation of capitalism, such that, you know, they can rip us off, which they are, and we're their slaves. So this is what it's talking about. And you see it in the movies, in the on the history channels and so forth. And now they have this AD about Christ, and they're trying to say they're all, we're showing some black people here and there. No, you are lying again, just continual lie. You can't tell the truth. It is impossible for you to tell the truth because you can't see the truth. You are in jealousy, in rage, in envy, and you envy us. You wish that you could be like us. Even when you enslaved us, we sung the songs of Zion. Even when you beat us down and we was able to be able to march and show the world that we are spiritually superior to you, because we are not going down on your level. So even in all of this, you have been so angry and so jealous and envious of us that you can't see light. And you must lead us all down this dark path. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in. And straight is the way, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. And few there be that what? You might be saying the few there be that go in. No, it didn't say that. It said few there be that find it. Why can't they find it? Simply due to the fact that the only reason why they cannot find it is real simple. It's info. It's sealed. And so they don't have eyes that they can see. They don't have ears that they can hear. And so that's where we find ourselves. That's where everybody finds themselves. And so now we have to decide, what is Yahweh really telling us? What is he showing us? Is he giving us clarity and insight on everything that's going on? You can believe he is. He is not playing. He's awakening us up to righteousness. so that we can show to the world of what does it mean to follow the Messiah. Following the Messiah, does that mean that we have prosperity gospel? No. The prosperity gospel is a European pagan tradition that the Catholic Church and others have been using for decades, if not more, to set up and to rule and to enslave us. The love of money, the root of all evil. Okay, so what does it say here? We're going to finish off the first seal so that you can go home and think about this very deeply. Okay, and it says that it says, behold, the white horse, he has a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Yes, we know that Catholicism is conquering the world, Protestantism, we know that all of this is happening. Okay, in the name of Matthew 24, verse 4, many shall come in my name, saying, Jesus is the Christ, and shall deceive many. This is that movement here. Now, it says that they have a white horse, and so we're going to turn to Revelation and see if there is a white horse in the book of Revelation. And does the person who rides white horse have a bow, and is he given a crown? Well, we look at Revelation chapter 19. That's where we would like to go to at this time. And we'd like to be looking at verse 11. And notice what it says here. Now, many people say that this scripture here shows that the white horse is the movement of the apostolic church at the time of Yeshua, and they went forth conquering and to conquer. That's what they say. This is the scriptures they use. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. So we see someone on a white horse, no question about it, and he's faithful and true. Verse 12, his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. It didn't say that he was given a crown. It says that he had what? Many crowns. And he had a name within that a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. So what is his clothing? His clothing is red, dipped in blood, not white. And his name is called the Word of Elohim. So we know this is Yeshua. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. So there we go. We keep saying the white horses, and that's what they keep saying. White horses, see, this represents the Messiah. Okay? Clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. Okay, so we see here that he's represented on a white horse, but he's represented not with a bow, but with a sword. Okay? That with it he might smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty Elohim. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we see this is the Messiah. We see him coming with white horses, and that he has red garment dipped in blood. And we see that he has many crowns. He is not given a crown. He does not have one crown. He has many crowns. We also see that he has a sword and not a bow. So, what could this represent if this isn't representing the Messiah? Because he doesn't have a bow. The only thing is that they're both riding white horses. Both have crowns, but one has a given a crown. He is not given a crown. So let's look also to see what else the Bible tells us. Now, does the Bible tell us that there would be somebody who would come and counterfeit the Messiah? Of course, many counterfeits out there. Okay, well, let's see what this counterfeit is. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11. So 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13, sorry, verse 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. Chapter 11, verse 13. And what does it say? Okay. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of the Messiah. Okay, so he tells us that there will be people who will be dressed in white, people who will say that they are apostles, but they'll be false apostles, workers transforming themselves into the apostles of the Messiah. That's where you have your priests, your popes, your bishops, your that's where we have these denominations, basically. And that's what they run. Okay, so now what else do we have here? Then we have, it says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Who? Satan is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, the ministers of these churches, also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, who then shall be according to their works. Okay? So we see verses 13 through 15 making it crystal clear that they are transforming themselves into ministers of light. Okay? So we have, just like at the time of Jeroboam, which we talked about, Jeroboam set up the golden calves and set up the counterfeit system for the 10 tribes of Israel in the northern kingdom. When he did that, he also set up the lowest of the people to become their priests. And that's what we have today. The lowest of our people, the people who are the barbarians, the people who are wiping people out, the least spiritual group of people on the planet are running the planet and are using religion to enslave the minds of the people. And that's what happened at the time of Jeroboam. Just read it for yourself. Okay? We've studied all of this already in the Old Testament, and this was the counterfeit. Okay, so this is what we have here today. Same exact thing. Okay, and it's broadcast on every broadcasting station. Okay, that's possible. Every form of media that is possible to get you to buy into this deception. And of course, we have to turn back to Matthew chapter 24. Now, y'all remember what we read in Matthew chapter 24, is that right? And verse number 4. I hope you remember it. Okay, Matthew chapter 24. We're going to look at verse number 4. Matthew chapter 24, verse number 4. It says, and Yeshua answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. Many shall come in Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name, saying, Jesus is the Christ, and shall deceive many. This is what we're talking about. This is the description that Yahweh is giving to us as his people. That's the World Council of Churches. You have the Council of Foreign Relations. You have the New World Order. You have the Trilateral Commission. You'll see a little more of that as we move forward in the second seal and so forth. But here we have it. I pray that you can see that this first seal is nothing but the European pagan church. Is when you see the abomination of desolation, that the abomination of the abomination that brings desolation in the holy place, in the church, then know, whosoever readeth, let him understand. That's what Daniel told us. If you can't understand this, I understand that you can't understand this, because this is sealed and hidden from you. So may Yahweh bless you and keep you. Remember, support the message. Support this ministry. Listen to the ministry. Share it with your friends. Fill it up on Facebook. Wherever, share it. Let the people grow in grace and the knowledge of Yeshua the Messiah. Visit us on our website, www.peopleofcolor.com. Again, that's www.peopleofcolor.com. May Yahweh keep you and bless you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you, and may he give you peace. Help Yahweh, everyone that hears these words, to spread the gospel. Help them to share it with their friends, their people, their loved ones. Help us to awaken out of this deep sleep that we find ourselves in, like the 10 virgins. And all went to sleep, the wise and the foolish. Help us to awake out of this darkness and out of this sleep, that we might follow thee whithersoever thou goest. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen, my brothers and sisters, and may you be blessed.